Peter Unjun, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you very much, Kathleen.
Now, you are set to lead the TSO in what is surely one of the highlights of this season. The program, Sheku Kenny Mason Plays Elgar, exciting soloist headlining this program, and I'll get to him in a moment. But not to be overshadowed is the world premiere happening in the first half, a TSO Centennial Commission, Garry Kulesh's Fourth Symphony. Now, full symphonies nowadays are a fairly rare event, and kudos to the TSO for pursuing this for its centenary, and a meaningful choice to turn to Garry Kulesh. Tell us about him.
Oh, Garry was my colleague throughout my tenure in Toronto, and actually throughout Yuka Pekka's tenure. I mean, Garry has been such an important figure for the TSO. He's a wonderful composer, incredibly skilled and inspired. The other aspect of Garry that is extraordinary is that he knows all of the composers and what they're doing. And of course, although he would probably have his preferences, I tell you honestly, I never really knew what his preference was in terms of style, because he found it so important to be extremely objective and for us to hear all kinds of different voices of the emerging composers in our country and abroad, of course. But he was a fantastic advisor to me for 14 years. And we did perform a fair amount of his music, including his Third Symphony and a wonderful Sinfonia Concertante he wrote for Jonathan Crowe and Tung Lee, Violin and Viola Concerto. Just a fantastic piece. I'm so excited to be able to present this piece to our wonderful listeners.
Can you tell us a bit about his style?
As with all great composers, it's actually quite eclectic. But I mean, there is a relationship with tonality, which I think is very important. And there is a wonderful understanding of tension and release. So it's always fascinating to study it and to listen to it. But as you listen more and as you study more, the meaning becomes clearer and clearer. And that's, I think, really important aspect to all great art, actually. It's wonderful if you can enjoy something the first time, but the greatest pieces of art, the enjoyment becomes enhanced the more time you spend with it, whether it's painting, even dance, and any aspect of the performing arts, I think, and especially with music, familiarity should uncover more and more layers to us. And I think that's very much the case with Garry's music.
And now to the headliner, Sheku Kenny Mason, a cellist whose career has skyrocketed since winning the BBC Young Musicians Award back in 2016. In just 6 short years, he's already become a member of the British Empire. And of course, his recording contract with Decca, concerts all over the world. What makes him so compelling?
Well, he's just a beautiful, sincere musician. I mean, he's got everything, right? Just incredible technique on the cello, a wonderful imagination, a really compelling presence on stage. A very lovely person, unpretentious. He also has a tremendous range in terms of expressive power. The music can be very, very full and rich, and also very, very delicate at times, which, of course, when playing the Elgar Concerto with all of its sense of nostalgia and reflection and reminiscence, you need this enormous range, actually. I mean, the first 3 movements are each one quite compact. And then the last movement is epic, which was something that was beginning to happen to symphonies and even concerti at that time. But it's an opportunity, really, to express something in more depth, even, than the first 3 movements may have explored. And then to reflect back onto thematic material that came from earlier in those earlier movements. So he has this tremendous power to understand all of those aspects. It's going to be a very, very exciting experience because it's my first time working with him.
That is exciting. And right here in Toronto, it's fantastic. Starting the program, I have to talk about Vaughan Williams, because that is a composer that you championed during your time as music director of the TSO. Toronto was treated to the full gamut of his surprisingly wide-ranging voice. You'll be performing the Fantasia on a Theme by Thomas Tallis. Where does this one sit? What side of Vaughan Williams do we get here?
Well, this actually is interesting because it's very much on the lyrical side, but it also has the height of intensity. I mean, the climaxes of the Tallis Fantasy and even the end of it demonstrate his profound feeling and sympathy for the human condition. He was probably about 36 or so, 37 when he wrote this piece. And he was writing very profound music already, Toward the Unknown Region. The Whitman poem that he set just before this is another extremely profound piece. But, you know, people like to think of Vaughan Williams as this sort of lovely, lyrical, easy listening, greensleevesy type composer. Of course, Greensleeves appears in Shakespeare, so it's hardly written by Vaughan Williams. But that's what kind of made him most famous. In fact, there's an enormous range of expression in Vaughan Williams, and probably the most intense piece he ever wrote was the Fourth Symphony, which we played several times and recorded during my time there. And we even took it to Carnegie Hall, and it's an absolute shocker, that one.
I was there. I was playing.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah.
That was to me such an eye-opener about Vaughan Williams.
That is incredible. From the moment that starts, you say, wow, this is Vaughan Williams. This man has incredible range of expression. So, yeah, the Talus Fantasy we played several times. I believe there's one on YouTube of us playing it live in Kerner Hall, actually. It's just, there's no greater string music. Also, it has solo parts, right, for the solo string quartet. And then it has the main orchestra string parts. And then it has a second orchestra, 9 players, 4 violins, 2 violas, 2 celli, 1 bass. They have a conversation between the two elements of these string groups. That creates a very, very special power. I mean, there's nothing more beautiful for me. So I'm really excited to do that again in Toronto.
Wonderful. We look forward to welcoming you back to the Roy Thomson Hall stage. Peter Unjun, thank you so much for joining me.
Great pleasure, Kathleen.